Radio cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net. Next up, Right to Survive.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not wealthy.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you.
Mike.
Okay, this is Ibrahim Mubarak for Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Portland, Oregon, in Ground Zero in a houseless community. And our topic is clean and safe. And today I'm here with
Roy.
Roy, how long have you lived on the streets in Portland, Oregon? I guess I want to talk about in the downtown area.
Probably total for about 2 years.
2 years. Okay. And have any of your stuff ever been taken away from you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what you know about Clean and Safe?
Well, Clean and Safe started out several years ago as just an organization to be able to keep the downtown streets clean. Lately, it's gone, I would say, over the last year or so, beyond just keeping the streets clean. They've also been taking homeless people's stuff. It's been more than just cleaning up. They've ended up with the nickname of Clean and Steal.
As you say, Clean and Safe responsibility is to sweep the trash up, take graffiti off the buildings and stuff, and throw away abandoned, like, broken down bikes or wheelchairs, or if they see bags of garbage, right?
Yes.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge, yes. That was pretty much their job, is to do just that. They've gone to the point to where, even if it's not abandoned...
Okay, it's something that I'm not understanding, and maybe the listening audience not understanding. And let me try to draw a scenario in our mind. I'm standing on the sidewalk. I've been walking all morning. I'm tired. I got a shopping cart full of my sentimental values, my sleeping bag and stuff. I take a break and I stand there, and these clean and safe people come and tell me to move my stuff, or are they going to take it and throw it away? That's what you're saying?
Yes. We'd go back, and our stuff is gone. We ask them what happened to it, and they said, well, we told you guys to move your stuff. We threw it in the garbage.
What power of authority do they have to take somebody's stuff and throw it away?
Obviously, way too much.
Where do they get this from? Who give them that power? Who give them that authority?
That's what I'd like to know. Because that I'm not really sure. I mean, is it the police? Is it the mayor? It certainly isn't us on the streets.
Wow, I'm trying to find questions to ask you. I mean, because this is ridiculous. This is absurd that a person who's hired, basically, they're human street sweepers, And they hired to sweep the streets and clean the streets, and now they taking houseless people's valuables and throw them away because they want them to move. And is anything being done about it? I mean, do you report them to the police? Do you go to the organization, Central City Concern, and say, hey, they threw my stuff away?
We've gone to Central City Concern. We've gone to Clean and Safe's actual office, and they tell us that's their job. What, that's your job to throw my stuff away? I ask you for a little bit of time to move my stuff, and when I come back to get the rest of it, you've thrown it in the garbage? That's your job to take people's personal belongings and throw it away?
So did anybody ever look at the criteria of the responsibility of a clean and safe person?
And we know that originally Clean and Safe was started to keep the city clean, not to steal homeless people's stuff. That's what we feel, is they're stealing our stuff, our personal belongings, all that we have. That's all we have. We don't have a house. That is our house.
So have anybody got into a shoving match or any threats, anything being made? I mean, because, I mean, it's cold, it's raining, and these people just come up and take your bedding and your coats and stuff and toss them in the dumpster.
That's exactly what they do.
And when you go to the office, the supervisor say that's their job. I mean, have y'all ever thought about suing them, taking them to court in? That's just like somebody coming up with an organization saying that we can take your stuff. I mean, is anybody rallying around this, or what's happening?
There's been rallies that have happened in the city from different organizations, and they seem to be effective. I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't rally them as well. I mean, if we want to keep our stuff, what else do we have to do?
Mm-hmm. And this just happening in the downtown area? Or do you know it's clean and safe outside the downtown area?
Well, I know Clean and Safe in the downtown area has done it. Beyond that, they let the police take all our stuff. The police seem to have their own forces that they go along and do sweeps. And on the side of their truck or vehicle says Portland Police, mm-hmm. with a big, long trailer behind it.
So, again, educate me. Clean and Safe won't, if it's a group of people on the sidewalk, they won't bother that group of people. They just look for individual people to bother and tell them to move their stuff, or?
It seems to be more individualized because individual people are easier to pick on. They don't really have the capacity or capability of tagging the larger groups as they do the much smaller or the more individual. Couples are losing their stuff. Mm-hmm. Single people are losing all their stuff. That's all we have.
Right. Do anybody ever get their possessions back?
Not very often.
Uh-huh. And how do you go about getting your possession back if you do get it back?
9 times out of 10, we don't get it back. They take and throw it in the dumpster somewhere.
So what if somebody prescribed medications or pictures of their loved ones that they haven't seen in 5 years or something? What happened if that's in there? Do Clean and Safe return that stuff, or do they have a big dumpster they allow you to go in to look for your stuff, or it's just gone?
No, they tell you it's gone. It's in the garbage. There's nothing we can do about it. Our medicines, our pictures, our most valuable things that are from our families in the past, our kids' stuff, everything's gone. It's all taken away from us.
And there's no law against them taking your stuff that you know of?
Not that I know of, no.
So what if you had to use the restroom, or you had to go, you hungry, you go get something to eat, and you leave your stuff on the sidewalk? Do they still come get your stuff?
Yes, they do.
So let me play a clean and steal advocate, okay? What's the...
seems to be a proper name lately.
Yeah. What's their jurisdiction? I mean, like you say, if your stuff is in their way, what would it be called being in their way and out of their way?
They seem to be given a certain route that they're cleaning up. And if your stuff is in their work area...
Is it like... close to the street, on in the middle of the sidewalk, close to a building? Is it a certain geographical meaning from the street into the sidewalk? I mean, I would like to know where it's their work being, because I thought if your stuff is lined up and you got a throughway where people can make it through, nobody can touch your stuff.
Well, that's the way it was before. I mean, we had to leave enough room for people to walk by.
So where are you supposed to put your stuff? Why are you supposed to put your sentimental value? Why are you supposed to put your bedding, your extra coat, or your extra shoes?
Keep it in our hands and keep it on our backs with our backpacks. But that's awful hard to do when we've gotten enough to be able to survive. I mean, we got our backpacks, and that's got all our sentimental values in it, our hygiene stuff, our sleeping bags, our extra shoes for when it gets really wet and it's raining out. You can't wear the same pair of shoes all the time. Your feet go bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't constantly carry all your stuff on your back. Your back gets tired. You got to sit down and rest.
Okay. You know, the meter maid, if your ticket is expiring and the meter maid getting ready to put a ticket on your window and you run up to him or her and say, I'm going to get in the car, and they still put it on your car, can you do that to clean and safe and say, hey, that's my stuff, I'm going to move my stuff? Would they allow you to get your stuff, or do they still throw it away?
Well, sometimes they'll allow you to grab as much as you can handle.
Well, kiss my ankle. If they would try to throw my stuff away, you know, it'll be something. It wouldn't look good, I tell you that now, because that's my stuff. So they not the police. They not the National Guard. They not Homeland Security. They just some people that's hired to sweep the streets. And that don't give them the right to throw people's stuff. So, and I think we should make that known to the city officials and to all the houseless advocates that people's stuff are being taken by these people that's hired to clean streets.
That's all they were originally hired for, was to clean the streets, not sweep the streets of everybody's personal belongings. That's where Clean the Safe has been given way more authority than they actually were hired or have the right to.
Well, I say.
And yeah, we should step up and say something. Something needs to be done about this. All our belongings, our personal stuff, even stuff that can't be replaced, and we'll tell them that, gets thrown in the garbage. People's ID, social security cards, medicines, their pictures. This is all stuff that's hard to get back, and some of it's even impossible or never can be gotten back. And they throw it in the garbage. Some of it to us is very personal and very priceless. And a lot of it's impossible to get back again. They don't seem to understand this.
They don't want to use
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Righteous Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Portland, Oregon, in a houseless community, Ground Zero. And our topic is Clean and Safe. And today I'm here with
Chris H.
Okay, Chris H. How long have you been houseless?
I've been houseless going on 8 months now.
8 months. Have it all been in Portland, Oregon, or a different other place?
I spent probably a month to 2 months out in Estacada, but the rest of the time has been here in Portland.
Okay, and this your first time being houseless?
Yes.
Okay, and is it different than what you've seen on TV? Or?
It's a lot different. For one thing, a lot of times they try to portray the houseless on the television. They try to portray them as, you know, these crazy people who all have drug problems and you can't have a normal conversation with. And I found that it's very, very, very different. There's people out there who don't have drug problems and are perfectly sane. There's people out there who do have drug problems and are, you know, essentially the epitome of what you see on television.
Right.
So it just affects people like that. It affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can be an executive at a company and be making a bunch of money and still be on the streets.
So have you ever heard of an organization or entity? I really don't know what to call them, but they call themselves Clean and Safe.
Yes, I have heard of them. I've had many experiences with them.
And can you tell us about some of your experience that you had with them? I mean, maybe both pro and cons or negative and distinguish, because what I'm hearing is two types of Clean and Safe.
I've had both positive and negative experiences with them. And there are essentially, like, I guess if you had to break it down into quote-unquote groups, there's two groups. There's the ones who walk around and, you know, pick up the trash. And then there's the ones that are on the bikes or in the trucks, and they come and, you know, just are really rude, inconsiderate. You know, some of the positive experiences I've had with them, I've had Clean and Safe officers come up to me and ask me if I'm cold or if I'm hungry or, you know, if I need something to drink. Or I've even had one Clean and Safe come up and talk to me one day when I was having a really bad day and actually sit down and listen to me, you know, ask what was wrong and give me advice.
So like everything else, you know, it's your pros and cons. You got sunshine and rain, which is just doing now and for us. It's like that too. You have your good and bad. But I'm hearing that it's more bad than good. And when you say people, are you just referring to like houseless people or anybody that throw trash on the ground and stuff that these Clean and Safe people come to clean up after?
Oh, anybody. I mean, they don't just clean up after the houseless, as a lot of people think they do. They clean up after, you know, I'm sure even the mayor throws a piece of trash on the ground or something.
God forbid.
They clean up,
you know,
they clean up after
the mayor.
Okay. Their own officers, you know. Yeah. They're cleaning up after everybody.
And who are these people that they hired to clean up?
Some of them are former police officers who either couldn't make it on the force or did too much to where they got kicked off the force.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are security guards. Some of them are just plain civilians who have no real training in that area.
And what about the people that sweep the streets? Are they, because I'm hearing they former drug addicts or homeless people that go through a program or something.
I've heard that a lot of them are, that some of them are houseless or former drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are just people who applied for the Clean and Safe program and mm-hmm. couldn't really meet the other criteria. So they ended up on the quote-unquote cleaning team.
Okay. So the cleaning team are the people that, like, sweep the trash up, they clean the streets, so it's just like a human street sweepers, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And do they bother the houseless community?
Some of them don't, but some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will go by and throw degrading remarks out there, like, oh, look at this bum, putting it lightly. Mm-hmm. Comments such as, well, at least I have a house.
Even though they was formerly houseless?
Yeah.
Or formerly. Oh, wow. So what about the dynamics on before they can bother you or clean up? Is it a certain feet or inches that you have to be from the wall or from the sidewalk, and you have to leave a throughway so people can walk or anything?
Yeah, if you're on the sidewalks, you're supposed to leave. You can be on the sidewalks, but you cannot impair the traffic of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Meaning either be by the street or up against the building. A lot of them don't have a problem if you're up against the building. Mm-hmm. Some of them do.
And so long as your area is clean and they just walk past and go about their merry business and sweep the streets to make it look clean for the tourists or general public. Now tell us about these Clean and Safe officers that everybody having difficulty with.
The Clean and Safe officers.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, they don't even deserve the respect to be called officers. A lot of them just, sometimes I think it's a power trick.
Uh-huh.
They think that because they wear a badge, they're better than anybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Some of them, it's just a personal vendetta against anybody who's on the streets, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and in a lot of their eyes, if you're on the streets, you're not worth anything. They really don't take the time to get to know somebody's story. They just put, like, the general stereotypes to a houseless individual or even somebody who you know, got in a fight with their wife the night before, and she kicked them out. They're just rude and disrespectful, and the way they treat some of the people is just downright inhumane.
Uh-huh. So what if, you know, I'm hearing a lot as I talk, you know, do these interviews and go on the street and talk with people, that they don't call them cleaners safe. They call them cleaning steel or cleaning death or something like that. So how do they come about getting that title or that stigma?
Well, the way they come about getting that stigma is because there is a lot of clean and safe personnel out there who actually have stolen people's stuff. You know, one of their quote-unquote victims.
Mm-hmm.
They have this ludicrous rule that if you're more than 3 feet away from your stuff, it's deemed abandoned. I was actually within 4 feet of my stuff. I could still see my stuff, and had one of them come up and say, oh, well, this stuff's abandoned. And I'm like, but come on, I'm right here. I can see my bag clearly. Yeah. You know, it's not abandoned. And they're like, well, you're more than 3 feet away from it. And I actually took my bag and threw it in the back of their trailer.
They took it while you was there? And did you try to get it, retrieve it back? Or
I did.
Anything?
I was like, you can't do that because it's not abandoned. I'm right here. And they still stuck with their, well, you're more than 3 feet from it, so it's abandoned in our eyes.
So what if, you know, you're had to use the porta potty or get something to eat in, you can't take those all that stuff in there, your sentimental value, and leave it outside while you're relieving yourself or feeding yourself, and they still can come and get it?
Yes.
And what if, you know, you're waiting on your partner and you're looking around the corner seeing your partner coming in?
I hope you're not watching any of their stuff, because they'll tell you you can't do that.
Really?
Yes.
And they just haul a truck, or they just start dumping your stuff in the dumpster?
Depends on how much there is. They'll do anything from a bike trailer to a...
They'll take a whole
truck.
Bike trailer? And
yes.
Take it? You're kidding me.
They've taken carts, bike trailers, anything.
Can you retrieve your stuff once they take it or anything?
If they feel like it.
Is it anything that we can do to stop this maneuver? I mean, can you call the police on this? Something?
I've asked that question before. I actually threatened a clean and safe officer that I was going to call the cops on him and file a theft report.
Yeah.
And his response was, go ahead.
Have they taking anybody to jail, arresting anybody, from handcuff, or?
They have called the cops on a few individuals, saying that they were, quote unquote, obstructing an officer because they were simply trying to get their stuff back.
And so what you're saying, that if I come out from using porta potty or looking around the corner and they taking my stuff and I go grab my stuff back, I can get arrested for grabbing my stuff back?
Possibly, yes.
That's absurd. That's ludicrous. Do you know why they formed these clean and safe officers?
I honestly don't know. I've heard everything from it's a backup for the Portland police, and I've heard that it's just a city thing.
Okay. They give out, so when these citations give out, what do you have to do? I mean, have they given you a citation or anything?
Thankfully, no.
Okay, but have you known anyone that gotten these citations from these clean and steal people?
Yes, and it can range anywhere from a city fine to actually going to court. And depending on how much of a rude person the officer wants to be on that day, anywhere from city fine to being arrested.
So do you find clean and safe being a need for the city, a help for the city, or inadvertently way of getting rid of the houseless community?
Honestly, I think it's an amazing concept. They were actually doing what their job suggests, which is keeping it clean and keeping people safe. They're more worried about somebody sleeping than they are somebody with a needle sticking out of their arm. Which is just horrible. I mean, if I was in that position, I'd be more worried about the person with the needle sticking out of their arm than the person trying to sleep and catch up on the sleep they've lost. You know?
So they priority demented, right?
Yes, very.
Thank you much.
Ah!
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we in Ground Zero, Portland, in the houseless community, and our topic is clean and safe. One of the houseless people that brought this to our attention in radio shows about clean and safe. So we want to call this Red Part 2.
Part 2.
So how you doing, Red?
Well, I'm pretty good other than a little bit cold, so can't complain.
Yeah. In a couple of radio shows, you brought this topic to our attention on how clean and safe take people's possessions.
Yes.
That living on the sidewalk in the downtown area of Portland, right?
We call it the clean and safe abandon rule.
Okay. Yeah. Someone told me a new name today.
You leave it unattended and it's gone. You wonder where your stuff is? Clean and safe got it.
Ain't no sense in going home. Clean and safe got your stuff and gone, right?
Yep.
Okay. And someone told me a new name called it Clean and Steal.
Yeah, the Clean and Steal. Yeah.
Okay. What I learned in a couple of interviews today already was that it's two different types
right.
of clean and
safe. There's the officers that ride around on their bikes and say you're trespassing when you're on somebody's parking lot or side ramp on their building and the building's in. It's more of, we call them the power tripping ones, because most of the guys in that clean and safe program, they've been where we are and worked their way up through a program to become a non-official officer. But they have the power to stop you, retain you long enough for the cop car to pull up, and you go to jail, and all your stuff's left there on the curb. They call a truck. Truck pulls up, they throw everything in the back of the truck and drive off.
Where do they get this authority or power to stop homeless people and throw their stuff away or to even harass houseless people?
Well, it's some of the officers, and I've learned to know them in name. It's Deputy Sanders and Officer Ingram. I know their names real well. Got a few tickets from them. Let's say a city nuisance because we have a shopping cart full of blankets, supplies, clothes, but we don't have anywhere to put it. Once you get like me, you know, I've got a shopping cart and a shopping cart. This is full of sleeping supplies, blankets, tarps, and this one's got all my clothes and other knickknacks and stuff. Food and stuff is all in it. But yet, I have two shopping carts. Across the parking lot or the street to use the restroom, you left your cart sitting on the sidewalk. You count to 10, the truck could pull up, the gate will drop, your cart will get rolled away, and it's that quick.
So tell me something, what if they in the process of taking your stuff and you come back and say, hey, that's my stuff, leave it alone?
Too bad, we put it on the truck, it's garbage. Yes.
And you can't fight to get your stuff off? Anything?
No, I've never seen them lower the gate on the back of that truck.
What if you jump on the gate and get your stuff?
You go to jail for assault on an officer.
Are they really officers or are they
I don't know. He states he is, and he's called the cops on me a couple of times for harassment.
So if he's an officer, why would he call another officer? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we call it backup. You just call it the guys with the badge, you know?
Yeah.
I've learned that there are anywhere from 4 to 6 drivers. There are two that we call bad apples. They're the guys that no matter what you say, what you argue, he says too bad and you're harassing him and he drives off. But yet at night, you know, I found the one dude that says, what? And he opened the gate, let me dig through the dumpster, and I got my stuff back. It was 6 days later, they took it all again.
Wow.
Too bad.
Right. So have anybody went to court on this, taking these people to court?
A couple people are trying to. I've thought about trying to put together a lawsuit. That's where it comes the issue. You know, they say, well, it's abandoned property. And I said, well, officers, I says, well, you know, it was my understanding is as abandoned property goes with the city, they put you got 72 hours or 24 hour notice on that property and you have to remove that property.
Exactly.
And if you don't remove the property, then they hold the property for so many days, and then if nobody claims it, they do whatever with it. Well, I was told that was the procedure they had to go by, and I was also under the understanding that once it's property, as in a bike or a bike trailer or a person's property, as they call it, just not abandoned property, they had no right to take my bike trailer.
Right. So tell me something. What's the clean and safe officer? Let's do that.
Yeah,
it's their jurisdiction. How do they decide on if your stuff is a nuisance or not?
It's the sidewalk ordinance. They say it's the sidewalk ordinance that they try to follow. So we try to leave a 6 or an 8 foot path so that the pedestrians have a thorough way. So when the officers show up in the morning to wake you up, it's the clean and safe officers that do the morning wake ups for the people on the sidewalk. And if you can't get your stuff and move your stuff, fast enough to get out of the officer's sight, what's there gets confiscated.
So tell me this. It's not the clean and safe that the people that once was drug addicts or alcoholic or got in trouble that the Central City Concern hired them for 9 months to sweep the streets.
Right. Most of the cart pushers and street sweepers are guys that came from where we are and understand it, and have stood there 4 or 5 deep with their sweep bins, and the officers like throw everything away, and the dude's looking at us going, I can't do anything because I am following orders.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but it's...
So it's the clean and safe officers that's doing this, not the people that...
And it's not all the officers, it's just...
There's some people that sweep the streets too that do that also.
Well, that's the guy that'll take advantage of. He'll come around the corner, and your car, nobody will be watching it. You might lose a bag.
That's why they call him clean and steer.
Right. Believe me, if I see you again today, I'm writing you a ticket for trespassing. And that had been the 6th time he had chased me off of a corner or a street saying I couldn't be there. The window has a no trespassing city ordinance.
And I understand that. I think that we as an organization, Right to Survive, and with Cop Watch, should get out into the streets and educate. Trespassing is when you go into a building, not stand on a public sidewalk. And people, the houseless community, need to know this. How can they give you trespass in the daytime and you on a public sidewalk?
Right. See, that's the other thing. It's also a doorway, 4 foot by 5 foot of dry space. You will find 4 or 5 people cuddled together with a sleeping bag or whatever, huddled in that doorway by 7 or 8 all night long. Then 6 to 7:30 in the morning, a clean and safe officer will come by and wake you up and tell you, you gotta move along because you're trespassing. And for the owner of the property has signed a no trespassing clause. And you'll find a little 4x4 sticker in the corner of the business that says no trespassing, no loitering, and no camping.
And so if they say you trespassing, then these clean and safe rent-a-cop or wannabe cops can come and call the truck and they haul you all stuff.
Yes, and it's gone.
Wow. Amazing. No humanity, no spirit there whatsoever.
No.
And so then you got to look all day again to get your bedding and stuff.
Your supplies.
And they come and do it again, throw it away.
Damned if you don't.
So how can we, what do you think we can do to address this problem with these clean and safe wannabe cops coming around, throwing everybody stuff? And this just happening in the downtown area.
Oh, yeah. It's mainly happening in the downtown area because it's, how do I call it, their jurisdiction. They each have a route. They find out what their route is each day from each precinct they're in, and they go out and they deal with it. I don't know how to say we can change it by changing the way we are. It's the businesses that sign the no trespassing orders and actually pay for that little sticker that goes in their window. Where do you go on a block? And if you don't have anywhere to go, like a lot of people don't have their TB card, so they can't go to a shelter, or a scenario like the shelter doesn't take anything but single men or single women.
Yeah.
So if you're a couple and you're in a relationship, you don't want to separate to go sleep for the night all alone, so you end up sleeping out on the street. Well, you guys can't be here, and you got 5 minutes to get gone, and the truck's coming because we're pressure washing the sidewalk.
We had to do something. I think we need to go to the administration or the office and talk about these cleaning stations.
Yeah, I personally have brought it up in front of the mayor, in front of the whole house, to say, hey, look, this backpack is all I had left. And yesterday, I had a whole life in a car. It's been 7 times over the last 6 months that Clean and Safe has taken everything I own. Other than going to administration and bringing it to the corporate's attention, saying, hey, this is not right. Nobody's going to notice it's going on.
Yeah.
And that's one of the other reasons we're here talking about it on the show, is bringing the public's attention to what's going on in your downtown area. And it may not be every officer on Clean and Safe, and it may not be every officer on the mountain bike or the patrol, but it is always the man behind a badge. It doesn't matter which badge it is.
It's a badge.
It's a badge.
Oh, I hate those badges. Okay.
Left yesterday. The heart of me is strong today. No regrets. I'm blessed to say the old me dead and gone away.
This is Ibrahim Mubar from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Ground Zero, Portland, in a houseless community. And our topic of the show is Clean and Safe. And today I'm here with
Kelly Coleman.
Kelly, how long have you been houseless?
For a year now.
For a year. And have you been houseless mainly in the downtown area of Portland?
In Vancouver, Washington, I was off and on because I used to run for my family because I used to get kind of like, you know, beat a little bit for my little brother. And then this is when I came here after I turned 18.
Okay. And you've been on the streets in downtown Portland for about a year, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any encounter with, let's say, an organization called Clean and Safe?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell the listening audience what Clean and Safe is?
Clean and Safe are thieves, and they like to threaten people and steal everyone's stuff. They've tried, one of the guys of Clean and Safe tried to swing on my husband near Hawthorne Bridge.
Okay. What do you mean by thieves and create havoc for the houseless people? I don't understand.
They'll chase everyone off or steal everybody's stuff and throw it away. And if you, like, legally they have to hold it for 30 days, but they've been throwing it away either way, so.
So what do you mean? You mean like that if you got a shopping cart, they can come up and say, we're going to take your stuff?
I believe they will try to, on a like if you're not there and stuff, and leave it there for a quick sec, they'll throw it away.
So what you're saying, if your husband is at work or looking for work or housing or in the hospital, and you pushing your shopping cart with your sentimental values around, and you say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. And you leave your, and you go to the bathroom and leave your stuff. They could see your stuff and come and take it.
Yeah, I think that it's not cool that they should do that.
So if you see them taking your stuff, can you come and say, "Hey, that's my stuff. I want it back."
Yeah, and then they're supposed to give it back, and that's not say, "Oh no, I can't. I gotta throw it away," kind of thing.
So what do you think originally, what are they supposed to be doing? Their job, what is Clean and Safe as a job?
Oh, they're supposed to keep us safe and keep everything cleaned up and picked up and keep up with it.
So are they targeting houseless people?
Yeah.
So if I was a businessman and I had to put stuff from my truck into a shopping cart to take to my company or business, and I leave it there and I go lock my truck up and get a parking ticket, would they take my stuff?
They would come by more than once, check it out, and then call the truck.
Oh, so it's clean and safe cops. It's not people that's sweeping the sidewalk. It's the clean and safe cops.
They normally call the clean and safe or the truck, the clean and safe trucks and stuff to come and pick it up. That happened this one day, so I had to drag some of the stuff all the way here by myself.
And so it's called clean and safe is a two-dimension thing, right? First, clean and safe is a group of people that sweep the sidewalks and keep it clean and take graffitis off the walls and stuff. Then it's clean and safe cops.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
No, kind of like clean and safe, but they... Well, in like a almost like a cop suit, and it's black, and then they have like it says something like a badge, which one of these times I would like to go and look at it closely, just stare at it to see what it says and everything, we'll point it and write it down of what it says and hand it to you and stuff,
so you can see. So let's get back to the way. That how did they get a hold of your possessions? Let's go back to that. And are these cops or are these people that's hired to sweep the street?
I think it's the people that sweep the streets. It's happened to me and my husband more than one time.
And so did you come out or were you going back to your campsite or to the place you were sitting on the sidewalk and seeing them taking your stuff?
My husband saw them taking our stuff on the other side. If we go underneath the Hawthorne and then turn into the field. And then he asked, can we have our stuff back, please? He's like, no. And then the other guy was trying to, like, punch him and stuff.
From clean and safe?
Yeah.
Really?
And then threaten him and say...
And did y'all report this?
I wanted to, but my other half doesn't go to cops.
I mean, did you go to the clean and safe office or headquarters?
No, but that does sound like a good idea.
How many times have they taken?
Since last year, when I was 17, every time I find stuff, like find sleeping bags or get new things, it's gone.
And then so you have to get stuff again. Weekly, monthly, or every 3 months or something they come in?
Like,
confiscate your stuff?
Every other day or every other month kind of thing. They'll just come randomly searching. So
what if you're sitting on the sidewalk with all your stuff because you're tired of walking around, or maybe you just ate a big meal and some people get sleepy and you want to rest? Would they tell you to move, or do they just come take your stuff?
They'll tell you to move, and if you don't, like, cooperate, they'll call the cops, and then the cops will get you for an IPO, and then from there, they arrest you.
Can you tell people what an IPO is?
Interfering with the police officer.
How you interfere with a police officer and you got your own material values?
I don't know.
Okay, so from what you're saying, you know, let's get back to this distinction. The clean and safe cops are the only one that can arrest you.
They can.
Okay, and the clean and safe people are the ones that throw your stuff away.
Yeah.
Okay, but these are not cops. These are...
Don't want to be cops.
They private entities or private people that's hired to clean the street. And the clean and safe cops are the ones that walk around and make sure nobody is doing drugs on the streets or doing graffiti. They're not supposed to mess with people that's... sleeping on the sidewalk. Is that to your knowledge?
They're not supposed to, but they do anyways.
They do anyway. Okay, so you think that's something that we should look into and see what
I think we should run into it once and for all. With all the cops and clean and safe and all of them.
I just want to thank you for sharing your information about clean and safe. Thank you much.
Searching for shelter again and again. The wind, little something against the wind. I found myself seeking shelter against the wind.
I hear the raindrops, right?
I hear the raindrops.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio, KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're on Ground Zero Portland in the Houseless Community. And the topic of our show is Clean and Safe. And today I'm here with
Bill.
Bill, how long have you been houseless, Bill?
About 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months? And just your first time houseless in Portland, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you know about this entity or organization or these people calling themselves Clean and Safe?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tell us what you know, right?
There's the ones that go around cleaning up the sidewalks and the ones that go around liking to steal other people's stuff for not being around it.
Can you tell us about the distinguish of the two?
The ones, they just go around picking up garbage, spraying down the sidewalk from who knows what. And the other one likes, the other part of Clean and Safe likes to go around and mess with the houseless community by constantly taking their belongings and finding loopholes to do it.
Okay. Now, the people that go around cleaning up, they're Clean and Safe. So basically, what do they go around cleaning up? I know they just in the downtown area, so what do they do?
The ones with the carts go around picking up the garbage and stuff that people leave laying around and spraying sanitation chemicals on the sidewalk.
Okay, and when you say people, you mean anybody, just houseless people?
Everybody. Everybody, whether they have a house or not, they like to throw their garbage on the ground and blame it on the houseless when it's not just the houseless doing it, it's everybody doing it.
So when these people from Clean and Safe, the clean up people, I guess you call both of them clean up people, but the people that pick up the trash, do they do that? You know, when people are sleeping on the sidewalk, or are they responsibility and taking people's possessions or sentimental values?
The ones with the carts don't really mess with people's belongings unless it's unattended. Then they call the ones in the trucks and they come and pick up everybody's belongings. But the bad thing is they also take belongings that the people are right there. They don't care.
And so what authority that you know of that give them the right to take people's stuff if they just supposed to clean up the sidewalk and graffiti?
I don't think they have a right.
But they do it anyway.
They do it anyway.
So have anybody ever confronted them, or have you went to talk to their bosses or anything about that?
You try to say something to them and they say they're just doing their job.
And so have you of anybody that came, let's say you're sleeping on the sidewalk, you hungry and you go get something to eat and you come back and they're putting your stuff in the cart. Have you ever stopped them, or know anybody that stopped them and they didn't stop and they continue, or did they give them their stuff back?
I was going to say, I've seen some people tell them, hey, look, that's my stuff. I went to get something to eat. But some of them will tell you, you shouldn't have left it, and they're taking it. They don't care.
So what if you grab your stuff? What happens?
They usually end up calling the police, and you end up getting in trouble with the local police department rather than them allowing you to have your belongings back.
That's your belonging. How can they call the police and you getting your stuff back?
Because the way they look at it, once they've taken it, it's theirs. They act like you don't have any rights or own anything.
So that's just like theft.
Pretty much, but you know, if you're like right there and you say, hey, that's my, they should give it back because, you know, they're no better than us. Even if we're right there and they still take our stuff, that stealing is stealing.
So are those the ones that you all call clean and steal, not clean and safe? Or you want to tell us about the ones you call clean and steal?
I was going to say, I can't say what I call it because this is on the air and I don't think they could censor it right. But hey, yeah, if you want to call them clean and steal, that works too.
So what about the ones that clean and safe that go around giving people tickets, that sleeping on the sidewalk when there's not enough shelter space, or they can't take their personal belongings?
Personally, I think it's ridiculous. If they want us off the street bad enough, maybe they should sit down with all of the homeless community that goes to City Hall and tries to, you know, make something happen to where the homeless have a place to go rather than just chasing us from doorway to doorway. Uh-huh. You know, we have rights just like they do. Right. We have the right to be able to sleep. We have the right to be able to sit down where we want as long as we're not bothering, disturbing, or causing a nuisance. They don't seem to think so.
So, is these people clean and safe? Are they police, some type of police?
From what I've been told, they are former police and former security guards.
Uh-huh. And so what are their job? What are they responsible? What are their responsibilities?
Well, you would think it would be to help make sure that the area is clean and, you know, the people that don't have a place to go would be safe. That doesn't seem to be the way they work.
So do they look for, like, if somebody robbing somebody, somebody selling drugs or drinking on the streets? Is that what the formal police or want-to-be police or ex-security guard or Boy Scout or something that become?
You know how many times I've seen clean and safe walk by, drive by, ride by, whatnot, to people fighting and they don't even blink an eye? They'd rather go after the ones that are laying down in a doorway trying to stay warm and dry than sticking up for the ones that are getting their butts whooped or, you know, somebody's trying to take their stuff. Uh-huh. It's not right.
Are they private, some type of private security or public security or stand in for when the police is not around? Or
from what I understand, yeah, clean and safe is supposed to be a all over downtown Portland secondary for the police department. They can at least detain the people until the police get there, mm-hmm, if not solve it without police interaction. They don't do it. They just go after the ones sleeping in the doorways, and when they get attitude for getting woke up, they call the police and have the police start harassing them and chasing them and following them from door to door.
If they call the police on you and you don't move and the police take you in, and so that's when they call the cleaner, say, that come and clean up the streets and your possessions.
They don't, half the time, they don't even wait that long.
And they'll come take your possessions.
They will take you so far away, talk to you, and while they're talking to you, the truck comes up and they take your stuff. I've seen them do it.
Wow, this is absurd. So what if you standing there or sitting down with your stuff? Do they still take it from you while you're standing there, or do they say you can't stay here, you have to move?
That varies on officers. Some of them like to get you that with that 3 foot away from your stuff, they can take it. And some of them are a little more lenient on it. You know, if there's a group of people, they'll walk down, they'll talk to you privately. They'll let you do what you need to do to either move or correct whatever they feel is wrong.
Do they give out citations or tickets or court appearances or anything?
That part I'm not 100% sure on. I know that they can ban you from, well, not ban, but exclude you for so long from parks and certain areas. I got excluded from the parking lot underneath the Burnside Bridge when I was hit with an exclusion.
So was it a public parking lot or a private parking lot?
That one was private.
So what the reason why I'm asking you that, because how can they exclude you from public property if you're the public, then it's no longer public?
Because they figure that if we're homeless, we don't have the right to be anywhere. Basically, I've had Clean and Safe tell me that if they had their way, there wouldn't be a single homeless person in downtown. Uh-huh. They'd be all chased to the outskirts where there's no resources or anything.
Okay. Are they targeting just houseless people?
I would seem to think so, because you see people that in suits and ties doing the same thing that the houseless are doing, and they're not even batting an eye at it. As soon as they see somebody that looks houseless, they come up on you and tell you you have to move or you're going to be excluded. I've heard people even be told they were going to be arrested.
So do you know who's over this organization? Is it the city, the Business Alliance?
A fallback for the Portland police when they can't get to a call quick enough, or they're supposed to be able to see things better than the police when they're in cars.
Okay. And so what about the people that's cleaning up? Are they like police also, the ones that's sweeping the streets and taking the graffiti off the building?
Not as far as I know. I've been told it's just the ones on bikes that are former police and former security guards. As far as I know, the ones cleaning up the garbage off the street are just everyday people with a job.
So when people say clean and safe, they need to distinguish on which one we're talking about, right? So should we call them clean and safe officers, or should we call them clean and steal officers and then clean and safe sweeper?
It should be unsafe, unclean, and steal your stuff officers. And then the ones that actually go around picking up the garbage and spraying stuff down, they should continue to be called at least cleaning people. Because if they're not an officer, they shouldn't be called a clean and safe officer.
Think I'll spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide chill my thoughts away. Your pretty bodies help dissolve the memories. They can never be what she was.
Vibrant, livable downtown. Clean and Safe is the perfect partnership. It's a group of people coming together to accomplish one goal, and in the process doing and accomplishing great things.
Since 1988, the downtown Portland Clean and Safe District has been a great success, thanks to a diverse community of business and nonprofits that work together to keep downtown safe and looking its best 24 hours a day.
Other people from other cities will tell you when they come to visit, we have one of the cleanest downtowns in the country.
To supplement publicly funded services, district property owners and managers pay an annual fee to Clean and Safe. These funds cover cleaning and security services, information assistance, retail support, and other programs that strengthen the downtown core. Clean and Safe is more than an investment in buildings and sidewalks. It's an investment in people. Through a unique partnership with Central City Concern, Clean and Safe hires individuals recovering from addictions or homelessness to work as cleaners.
We're taking the human element and making a difference in somebody's life.
I'm just so impressed by the program. I mean, it's amazing when you hear the stories of the lives that have been impacted by it.
The cleaners find steady employment and provide an extra set of eyes and ears for the safe side of Clean and Safe, a private security company that places a number of retired police officers back on the street. Funds from Clean and Safe also pay for additional Portland police officers assigned to patrolling the district.
I see the relationship between safe officers, the business community, and our clean workers just get stronger and stronger. It has all of the ingredients mixed together, a chance to change somebody's life and change the city at the same time.
I don't know what we would do without Clean and Safe.
It is now part of the community in downtown.
And like so many things unique to Portland, Clean and Safe is recognized internationally as a model for a well-organized community endeavor.
Most cities now have some form of a private-public partnership like the Clean and Safe program.
At the end of the day, it's all about downtown and the efforts of Clean and Safe and its community partners to create a great place for people to work, live, and play.
Clean and Safe is an innovative program that really does help create a vibrant downtown, and it's work we can all be proud of.
Clean and Safe is fabulous for downtown.
The time is 7:01. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Why KBOO? Because on the website they said unpopular, controversial, and something else. And I was like, I'm unpopular and controversial at times.
It's also a place for people to meet up and to collaborate on ideas. And that's a monumental thing, really.
It's the only place for me to go to play my kind of music on the radio. I just love it. I'm really grateful for it.
Just having the opportunity for anyone to do radio is really cool.
That's what KBOO is about, and I couldn't be able to do it anywhere else. For me, it's a life's work, and they just allow me to push it.
Come on down to the next volunteer orientation on Wednesday, January 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. here at the KBOO Studios at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Free all political prisoners and prisoners of war. Tune in to the Prison Pipeline Monday, January 13th at 6:30 p.m. as we interview Mr. Jihad Abdul-Mumit, co-chair of the Jericho Movement for Political Prisoner Amnesty and former political prisoner.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we tackle key issues of the day. That's right, it's news, views, and hip-hop. All that and more coming up.
Danny Glover, and I want you to listen to what I listen to, Hard Knock Radio.
Yo, this ain't your boy, this your brother, Ice Life.
Mm-hmm.
And this M1 International, RBG all day, baby. On Hard Knock Radio, word up, from 4 to 5. Check it out, sir.
Can I be the one to bring you joy?
What's up, y'all? This is Lettucey with Hard Knock Radio.